Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a junglist atmosphere blueprint in Ableton Live 12 for that smoky warehouse vibe, the kind of dark, dusty intro bed that makes an old-school jungle or roller track feel like it's rolling out of a foggy basement system at 2 a.m. And just to be clear, this is not about slapping random ambience on top and calling it a day. In drum and bass, atmosphere actually does work. It sets the scene before the drop, it gives DJs a clean intro and outro to mix with, and it gives your drums and bass line somewhere believable to live. That's why beginners should care about this early. A strong atmosphere layer can make even a simple loop feel like a finished tune. We're using stock Ableton devices only, and we're keeping the workflow focused on a classic DNB setup: broken drums, bass pressure, grainy textures, and evolving ambience. By the end, you'll have a reusable template you can drop into future jungle or old-school DNB projects. Let's start with the session layout. Open a new live set and create 5 tracks: drums, bass, atmos pad, noise or texture, and effects hits. This kind of clean layout is a big deal in DNB because it keeps the arrangement readable. You want to be able to think like a producer, but also like a DJ. If the vibe is separated into groups, you can shape the intro and the drop much more easily later on. On the master, keep plenty of headroom while you build. Try to keep your loudest section peaking around -6 dB to -3 dB. That gives you room for the bass and drums later. In jungle and rollers, the low end and transients need space. If the atmosphere is too loud, it will fight the kick, snare, and sub almost immediately. Now let's build the dark pad. On the Atmos pad track, create a MIDI clip and load Wavetable or analog. For a beginner-friendly starting point, use a simple saw or square-based patch. Keep it minimal. You only need a sustained chord, or even just one held note or drone. If you want an instant classic feel, try D minor, F minor, or a minor. Those keys tend to sit nicely in darker jungle and old-school DNB vibes. A few simple starting settings. Attack around 20 to 80 milliseconds. Release around 1.5 to 4 seconds. Filter cutoff somewhere around 200 to 800 Hz, depending on how bright the sound is. Resonance low to moderate, maybe 10 to 25%. And keep the detune or unison light. You want thickness, not a giant wash. After the instrument, add auto filter. Use a low pass filter, either 12 dB or 24 dB. Then automate the cutoff slowly across 8 bars. That slow movement is a huge part of the warehouse feeling. A tiny bit of drive can help it feel gritty and a little worn, like it's coming through an old PA system. After that, add reverb. A decay of 3 to 7 seconds works well. Keep pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, and set the dry slash wet somewhere between 15 and 35%. If the pad starts to blur the mix, use the reverb's low cut so the bottom stays clean. If you want a little extra width, add chorus ensemble very lightly. The key word there is lightly. In DNB, atmosphere should float above the groove, not sit in the same frequency zone as the sub. Now let's create a dusty noise bed. On the noise or texture track, load operator or simpler with a noise source. You can also use an audio sample like vinyl crackle, room tone, rain, tape hiss, or a field recording. The goal is not for people to hear the noise. The goal is for them to feel the room. If you use operator, choose a noise oscillator or a bright simple waveform and filter it down. Then add auto filter after it and high pass around 200 to 500 Hz to remove any low rumble. If you add any distortion, keep it very light, around 5 to 15% wet. Finish that track with utility. If the noise feels too wide, narrow it down a little. If it's mostly high frequency texture, stereo width can be fine. Just keep it quiet. A good test is this. When you mute it, does the track suddenly feel less readable? If yes, it's doing its job. You can also automate the noise a little. Bring it up slightly in transitions and pull it back when the drop hits. That contrast is a classic DJ tool move. The intro gets atmosphere, then the main section becomes more exposed and punchy. Next, let's add a one-shot atmosphere hit or distant stab. Create a track called Effects Hits and load simpler with a single hit, stab, or chord chop. This could be a reversed piano hit, a metallic impact, a detuned rave stab, or a distant minor chord. Keep it sparse. Think one hit every 2, 4, or 8 bars. For processing, add auto filter and high pass it around 150 to 300 Hz. Then use echo with feedback around 20 to 35%. Sync to a quarter note or 3/8. Add reverb with a decay of about 2.5 to 6 seconds. And then use utility to place it behind the drums in the mix. A really good move here is to automate the filter, so it slowly closes down over time, and then throw a bit more echo on the last hit before the drop. That little move adds tension instantly. This kind of hit is a jungle and old-school DNB staple because it gives you that warehouse tunnel feeling without needing a complicated melody. Now we get to the fun part, resampling the atmosphere. Solo the Atmos pad, noise or texture, and FX hits tracks together. Then route them to a new audio track, or use resampling, and record 8 bars of the combined atmosphere. After that, trim out the best section and turn it into a loop, either in audio or by loading it into Sampler. Once you have the loop, warp it gently if needed. Add fades at the start and end, turn on looping, and cut a few sections out so it doesn't feel too static. Then process the resampled loop with a few stock tools. Auto filter for slow movement. A little delay if the loop feels too stiff. Saturator with soft clip-on, and maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive for a warm gritty edge. And utility if you need to tighten the stereo image. This is a big moment in the process, because resampling makes the atmosphere feel like part of the track, not just a layer sitting on top. Jungle especially benefits from that bounced, imperfect texture. It feels lived in. Now let's shape the intro like a proper DJ tool. A good beginner arrangement might look like this. Bars 1 to 8, atmosphere only, filtered and evolving. Bars 9 to 16, add light drums or a break texture. Bars 17 to 24, introduce bass hints or a subswell. Bars 25 to 32, full drums and bass transition into the drop. For a smoky warehouse vibe, keep the intro emotionally strong but rhythmically open. The listener should feel the space before the groove fully lands. A simple tactic is to start with the noise bed and pad, bring in the FX hit every 4 bars, then introduce a chopped break at low volume. Add 1 bass note or a sub swell near the end of the intro, and pull some atmosphere away right before the drop so the drop feels bigger. That's the DJ-friendly part. It gives a clean mix in section without losing the identity of the track. Now we need the atmosphere to sit properly with the drums and bass. On your drum group, use drum bus lightly if needed. A bit of drive can help, maybe 5 to 15%. Be careful with boom, because in jungle the sub often already has enough weight. If the break needs more snap, a small transient boost can help. On the bass track, use utility to keep the sub mono and keep the deepest frequencies centered. If you're using a res or mid bass, high pass the atmosphere so it doesn't mask the movement. A very practical move is to put auto filter on the atmosphere group and high pass the whole thing around 120 to 250 Hz. Then raise the cutoff slightly when the drop hits and lower it again during breakdowns. That one move alone helps preserve low-end separation, which is absolutely crucial in DNB. Now let's talk automation, because this is where the blueprint really comes alive. Use automation on filter cutoff, reverb dry slash wet, noise level, delay feedback, saturator drive, and stereo width if needed. A simple 8-bar build can slowly open the pad filter. In the last 2 bars before the drop, increase echo feedback on the FX hit. At the drop, pull the reverb down a little so the drums hit clean. And during the breakdown, raise the atmosphere level by 1 to 3 dB for drama. Keep it subtle. In DNB, the groove is already intense. The atmosphere should support the energy, not constantly fight for attention. Here's a useful way to think about it. In an old-school jungle intro, you might let the pad drone sit under a chopped amen break and a distant stab. In a roller, you might use the atmosphere more sparingly, just to frame the sub and snare. And in a darker, neuro-leaning section, you can push distortion and modulation a little more, while still keeping the low end clean. Let's quickly cover the most common mistakes. First, don't make the atmosphere too loud. If your pad or noise bit is too obvious, it will wash out the drums. Turn it down, high pass it more, and let automation control when it shows up. Second, don't let reverb flood the low end. That can blur the mix fast. Use filtering, use the reverb low cut, and keep the dry atmosphere quieter than you think. Third, don't make everything super wide. Wide ambience is great, but wide low end is a mess. Keep the sub mono, and narrow the atmosphere if it starts taking over. Fourth, don't forget the DJ function. A great intro isn't just pretty, it's mixable. Leave enough bars for someone to actually blend the track. And fifth, don't overcomplicate the first version. Start with pad, noise, and 1 hit. Resample it, add automation, then refine. A few quick pro tips before we wrap up. Try a small amount of saturation on the atmosphere layers to make them feel like they're coming through old speakers or a warehouse PA. Use filter movement instead of constantly changing notes. Tiny pitch detune can add an ease. Ghost hits and little echoes can make it feel like something is happening in the room. And once the atmosphere is processed, resemble it. That gives you a custom sound instead of a generic loop. If you want to push the style further, here are some easy variations. For a darker haunted version, pitch the pad down an octave or layer a very soft note below it. Then add a tiny bit of frequency shifter for an unsettled edge. For a more rave or old-school version, swap the pad for a short stab with more bite, then add some amp or saturator to make it feel like an overdriven sound system. For a more broken jungle version, slice the atmosphere loop into chunks and rearrange them. Reverse a few tails so the intro feels unstable. For a dubby version, use delay throws only on select hits and let the atmosphere fade into echoes instead of staying constantly present. And for a more cinematic version, layer a very quiet tonal drone under the main pad and add a field recording like rain, train noise, or room tone. Before we finish, here's a quick practice exercise.